Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the 2023 Leapfrog ASC Survey Town Hall call. We will get started in just a couple minutes. Good afternoon. If you're just joining us for the Leapfrog ASC Survey Town Hall call, we will get started in just a couple minutes. If you're just joining us for the Leapfrog ASC Town Hall call, we'll get started in just a couple minutes. We're still waiting for a few more people to access the Zoom. While we wait, just a couple reminders. If you're using computer audio today, please select that option in the audio options pop-up. If you're joining by phone, you can dial in using the toll-free 800 number. Throughout today's town hall call, we'll be using the Zoom Q&A function. Please reserve the Zoom chat function for reporting technical issues only. And as a reminder, following this session and all Leapfrog town hall calls, a copy of both the slides and the recording will be posted on our website at this link at the bottom of my screen. I'm going to give everyone just another minute or so to make sure they can access the audio and the visual, and then we will get started. Thanks so much for your patience. Okay, thank you everyone for joining us for the Leapfrog ASC Survey Town Hall call. My name is Missy Danforth. I'm the Vice President for Healthcare Ratings here at Leapfrog. If you haven't joined us for a town hall call, I just want to share a few audio reminders. First, if you're accessing audio using your computer, please choose that option in the pop-up. If you're joining by phone, go ahead and use that toll-free 800 number and then enter the meeting ID when prompted, and then your participant ID. We'll be using the Zoom Q&A function throughout today's presentation for questions. So please reserve the Zoom chat function for reporting technical issues only. And as a reminder, following this presentation, a copy of the slides and the recording will be posted on our website at the link right at the bottom of my screen. If you're new to Zoom, take a second and make sure you can find the Zoom Q&A icon. It should be in the Zoom toolbar right at the bottom of your screen. You can see it pictured here. Once the icon has been selected, a Q&A box will appear. Please remember that all participants will be able to view the questions and the answers during the duration of the webinar. You'll be receiving your responses in real time from a member of our team, and the questions and the answers will be included in a transcript that we'll publish on our website, along with the slides and the recording. If you have a question today that you don't want to be visible or that you don't want included in the transcript, please be sure to submit that to our help desk at helpdesk@leapfroggroup.org. Because again, anything submitted today in the Q&A will be included in the transcript and will be visible throughout the presentation. Following the live Q&A, following the presentation, we'll also offer a live Q&A. So if you use your raise hand icon, also at the bottom of your screen, I'll be able to take you off mute and you'll be able to ask your question verbally. However, as I mentioned, you can also just go ahead and type those in the Q&A. Okay, let's get started. So first, just a little bit about the LeapFrog Group for those of you who may not be familiar with us. LeapFrog is a national not-for-profit, and we were founded over 20 years ago by large self-insured purchasers in response to the 1999 IOM report to Err is Human. Since then, our mission has remained the same: trigger giant leaps forward in the safety, quality, and affordability of U.S. healthcare by using transparency to support informed decision-making and value-based purchasing. The data we collect and publicly report is used by healthcare consumers, purchasers and employers, national and regional health plans, transparency vendors, researchers, and others. And these logos represent just a handful of our employer member founders who still work closely with LeapFrog today to use the information that we collect and publicly report for the benefit of their covered lives. LeapFrog also has a national network of purchaser and employer members that we leverage through relationships with state-based business health coalitions. The organizations that you see on this screen represent LeapFrog on the ground in their local communities. In fact, you may hear from one of these organizations in the coming weeks, as they specifically are tasked with inviting all of the ASCs in their market to participate in the 2023 LeapFrog ASC survey. If you've not been introduced to the Business Health Coalition in your market who LeapFrog has a direct relationship with, please feel free to reach out to our help desk. We would love to make the introduction. And that means if you're in Kansas, representing LeapFrog on the ground is the Kansas Business Group on Health. In New Jersey, it's the New Jersey Healthcare Quality Institute. In Iowa, it's Health Policy Corporation of Iowa. All of these organizations who represent the largest employers in their respective states make a commitment to use the information that LeapFrog collects and publicly reports from both hospitals and ambulatory surgery centers among their members, and to share that information with their members' covered lives. Other employer and purchaser initiatives at LeapFrog include our national panel of employer benefits innovators. This group, made up of organizations like CVS Corporation, General Motors, and the states of Delaware, Maine, and Tennessee, will be piloting projects this year that include the use of both LeapFrog Hospital and ASC survey results. So they'll be testing ways that they can directly put the information that we collect available and in use in their markets. Additionally, we have a partnership with the Health Transformation Alliance, ERIC, the ERISA Industry Committee, the Purchaser Business Group on Health, and the National Alliance of Healthcare Purchaser Coalitions to jointly author letters to all ASCs across the country, urging them to submit an ASC survey this year. Together, these groups represent 12,000 employers that cover more than 55 million lives. And finally, for the past several years, LeapFrog has administered the LeapFrog Ambulatory Surgery Center Advisory Committee. This committee, made up of ASC leaders from across the country, advises LeapFrog and our board on key issues related to ASC safety, quality, and efficiency to help ensure that employers have the best available data for decision-making. While the committee does not have direct oversight related to the content of the ASC survey, their deliberations do impact our long-term plans as the survey evolves over time. You can see a list of our current members on our website. So why participate in the LeapFrog ASC survey this year? Since 2020, we've heard from many different ASCs about why they've started participating in our ASC Quality and Transparency Initiative. Some of the reasons they tell us include having more prominent positioning with employers, purchasers, and health plans. Lee Lewis, who's the Chief Strategy Officer and General Manager of Medical Solutions at the Health Transformation Alliance, a cooperative of 58 leading employers in the US, has described LeapFrog as the organization that gives them critical data on quality and safety that they can't get anywhere else. One of the things that LeapFrog takes very seriously is making sure that once the ASCs submit their data to us, we get that information in front of the employers and purchasers doing business in your market. Other ASCs have valued participation in the survey for the opportunities it gives them for peer benchmarking. While internal reporting and benchmarking can be valuable, being able to compare yourself against other ASCs nationally and other hospital outpatient departments can be an important first step as you prepare for growth and competitiveness in your market. In some cases, ASCs want to do more to educate patients about the safety and quality of their facility. And what we found is that many more patients now are shopping for care. With the rise of high deductible health plans, many more people's first dollar spent is out of pocket. And as you'll see later in this presentation, we make it easy for patients and healthcare consumers to find and compare information about your ASC and others based on their location of where you live. And then finally and importantly, we've really designed the survey to include measures that we know will result in improved care to patients. And the survey itself can help galvanize improvement efforts within your facility. So now let's dig in and talk about the ASC survey. The survey was developed with several goals in mind. Of course, we want to collect information that's meaningful to purchasers and consumers. And so we make sure to use evidence-based, national standardized measures. We ensure proper risk adjustment when it's appropriate. And we run a dedicated top-notch help desk to provide you one-on-one technical assistance. We also aim to publicly report information that purchasers can use to inform their purchasing and care decisions. And so where it matters, we highlight performance gaps. And we also make our survey results available on a free public website that's searchable by procedure. We're focused on building on our work with purchasers and employers, as well as health plans, to incorporate LeapFrog ASC survey results into their member tools, benefit design, direct contracting decisions, and their value-based purchasing strategies. And so we're initiating pilots designed by the Employer Innovation Panel, and we continue to leverage our relationship with our regional leaders, their members, our partners, and other data licensees, again, to make sure that decision makers are using patient safety and quality information to inform those decisions. And then finally, one of our most important goals is to maintain the highest level of data integrity by implementing rigorous data verification protocols. LeapFrog's ASC survey is an opportunity for ASCs to self-report to LeapFrog on a number of different nationally standardized evidence-based quality and safety metrics. In order to make sure that people have the confidence to use the results that we publish, we have affirmations, online data warnings, monthly data verification messages, as well as monthly data documentation requests, and even virtual on-site verification, all to ensure the highest level of quality for the data that we publish. The survey is annual. It opens every year on April 1st and closes on November 30th. That means that you have ample opportunity within those months to submit your survey for the first time or update and resubmit an existing survey. The survey is always free to participate in. The investment that you make as an ambulatory surgery center or the staff it takes to do the data collection and enter that information into the online survey tool. We also have a commitment to make sure that our survey results are always available on a free public website, so anyone can view LeapFrog's ratings. Nothing is behind a paywall. The measures on our survey are nationally standardized and evidence-based because we want our national employers to be able to compare facilities in Massachusetts to facilities in California. Many of the measures are endorsed by the National Quality Forum, which means they've been tested for reliability and validity and have been approved for use in public reporting and payment programs. In addition, several of the measures are aligned with other national agencies and organizations, such as the AAAHC, the leading accreditation organization for ambulatory surgery centers, the Joint Commission, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. And so what this means is that LeapFrog is not asking you to collect data differently if that data is already being collected by another national organization. It also means in some cases, if you're already accredited or participating in a CMS quality reporting program, you may already have the information you need to report directly to the survey. Alignment with other national organizations is extremely important. And when you go to our website, leapfroggroup.org/ASC, you can download an overview document, which lists each section of the LeapFrog ASC survey and indicates if that measure is endorsed or aligned with another national entity, is applicable to pediatric facilities, is reported on by both hospital outpatient departments and ASCs, so you know if you'll have benchmarking information against both ASCs and HOPDs. And we also have some detailed information about how each of the measures is publicly reported on our website. You'll also notice as you review the LeapFrog ASC overview document that the measures on the ASC survey are particularly chosen to help you fulfill your CMS requirement for administering an ongoing quality program. While participation with CMS is not required to participate in our survey, what we've learned over the past several years is that many of the surgery centers participating with the CMS ASQR are also interested in participating with the LeapFrog ASC survey. And so a lot of the measures on our survey fit perfectly into your ongoing quality program. It includes things like informed consent, the use of a safe surgery checklist, medication and allergy documentation, and even hand hygiene. And as I mentioned, in some cases, you may already have data because of that national alignment to utilize when reporting to the survey. For example, LeapFrog asks ASCs to report on their top box scores from their National Patient Experience Survey. We've specifically selected the OAS CAPS survey as that patient experience instrument, because we know that CMS has announced they'll soon be requiring administration of OAS CAPS for all ASCs participating in the ASCQR. So rather than developing our own patient experience measure or a different patient experience survey, we've chosen to align closely with CMS. So those participating ASCs only have to administer a single survey. It can use that same data in two separate programs. Now let's move on to the survey content overview. As a reminder, if you have a question today, please go ahead and enter it in the Q&A box at the bottom of your Zoom screen. The survey is available in a couple of different formats. When you go to our website, leapfroggroup.org/ASC, you're able to download a hard copy of the survey in both a Word document and a PDF. This makes it easy for you to review the questions and measure specifications, as well as the FAQs with your team, and take your time collecting the data and checking it with your administrator to make sure everyone's in agreement. Once you've ensured you have the correct data for each of the questions, you'll then enter that into the online survey tool, complete our electronic affirmations of accuracy, and submit that data directly to LeapFrog. We've designed it so the hard copy of the survey, both the Word document and the PDF, match the online survey tool exactly. And the questions and information are organized in the exact same way. Each section in the survey includes general information about LeapFrog standards, reporting periods, which are specific to each set of questions, the survey questions themselves, which sometimes reference endnotes, an affirmation of accuracy, which must be completed by your facility's administrator before you can submit the online survey tool, and reference information, which includes measure specifications and FAQs. You can print out a copy of the survey, divide up the sections, and have others on your team help you answer the questions, and then come back before submission and review the information together to make sure you're in agreement. The ASC survey is divided up into five sections. The first section asks questions about basic facility information. It includes questions on the number of operating rooms and endoscopic procedure rooms, the number of adult and pediatric discharges, your teaching status, ownership status, accreditation, and if you have transfer agreements with a higher acuity facility in place. We also ask questions about health equity and billing practices, such as whether or not you have pricing information displayed on your website, and if you collect patient-reported race and ethnicity data from your patients at registration. Section 2 includes questions on your medical, surgical, and clinical staff, including questions pertaining to the training and education of those staff, like proper resuscitation training and board certification. If you're an ASC that only sees pediatric children, you don't have to report on any of the adult questions and vice versa. There's an opportunity through each section to report that you don't provide services in a specific area or for a certain patient population. Skip those questions and move on. Section 3 is focused on the volume and the safety of the procedures performed at your facility. It includes questions both on adult and pediatric volume, as well as questions on patient follow-up, patient selection, informed consent, and the important implementation of a safe surgery checklist. For patient follow-up, LeapFrog actually obtains data directly from CMS for 3 ASCQR measures, including ASC12, rate of unplanned hospital visits after an outpatient colonoscopy, ASC17, rate of unplanned hospital visits after an orthopedic procedure, and ASC18, rate of unplanned hospital visits after a urology procedure. In order for LeapFrog to obtain these data, all you need to do is provide a valid CMS certification number and national provider identifier in the profile section of the online survey tool. If you don't do one or more of these procedures, you're scored and publicly reported as does not apply. There's no penalty. We also focus on collecting volume for a small number of adult and pediatric procedures that are high volume in both ASCs and HOPDs, and that require moderate to general anesthesia or a nerve block. We focused on procedures across these surgical specialties because we know that these are the procedures that patients, employers, health plans, and others are often looking for information on. It includes adult and pediatric procedures in gastroenterology, general surgery, ophthalmology, orthopedics, otolaryngology, and adult procedures in neurology, neurological surgery, obstetrics and gynecology, and plastic and reproductive surgery. The volumes of these procedures are among one of the most common questions sleep pros get from the people that use our data. The information is also used, however, to drive the search feature on our public reporting website, which I'll show you in just a minute. In section three, we also ask about facility and surgeon volume for two procedures that have particularly strong evidence indicating that the experience of the facility and the surgeon actually leads to better patient outcomes, including lower complication rates. LeapFrog asks ASCs to report on two of these volume-sensitive procedures, total hip replacement surgery and total knee replacement surgery. If your facility is endoscopic only, or maybe only does cataract surgery, you just indicate that you don't do these procedures and move on. However, if you're an orthopedic procedure, if you're an orthopedic surgery center or a multi-specialty surgery center, and you do perform total hip and or total knee replacement surgeries, we do ask you to report on your total annual facility volume. We ask you to report whether or not your process for privileging surgeons at your facility requires them to meet our minimum surgeon volume standard, which includes procedures performed at other facilities, including hospitals, and whether the facility surgeons use specific criteria to ensure that procedures are only done on patients who would benefit. Section four is focused on patient safety practices. These are things that years worth of research and published literature indicate should be focused on to avoid harm to patients while they're at your facility. We have patient safety practices that focus on medication and allergy documentation to avoid medication errors and adverse drug events. Participation in the CDC's outpatient procedure component, which is an online surveillance reporting system specifically for ASCs to report on surgical site infections and certain same-day outcome measures like falls. Hand hygiene, which is known to reduce the spread of infections. Three safe practices developed by the National Quality Forum, including culture of safety leadership structures and systems, culture measurement, feedback, and intervention, and the identification and mitigation of risks and hazards. We also ask about whether or not your facility has a policy and how it will handle when adverse patient safety events, often called never events, occur. And then finally, we have a limited set of questions on nursing workforce. Facilities that may not yet be participating in the NHSN's outpatient procedure component, or maybe you haven't started administering your culture of safety survey, can still submit a LeapFrog ASC survey. When you get to those questions, you'll just say no and move on. And that will be an opportunity for you to implement something in the future as you work towards achieving all of LeapFrog's ASC standards. And then finally, the last section of the ASC survey focuses on patient experience. And as I've mentioned, here we ask you to report on the top box scores from your OAS CAP survey. We want to make this as easy as possible for ASCs. So we accept responses from ASCs administering the OAS CAP survey, regardless of whether or not you're submitting that data to CMS. We also accept responses from ASCs administering the OAS CAP survey using a mode not yet approved by CMS such as electronic administration of the OAS CAP survey. Only facilities with at least 300 eligible discharges and at least 100 returned OAS CAP surveys are asked to report those top box scores. If you have fewer than 300 eligible discharges, you'll be scored and publicly reported, as does not apply. If you've started to administer the survey but don't yet have 100 returned surveys, it's okay. You'll be scored and publicly reported as unable to calculate score. But remember, you have all the way up until November 30th, if you get additional surveys in, to update your responses and resubmit your survey. Facilities that aren't yet administering the OAS CAP survey can answer no to that question and move on. As I mentioned, because our information is publicly reported and we know it's used by patients and their families and others, we have several things in place to ensure the accuracy of the responses submitted to us. And they range from the affirmation of accuracy that must be completed by your facility's administrator to warnings within the online survey tool itself, where you may have put in inconsistent responses within a section or between sections. We do monthly data verification of every response submitted via the online survey tool. And we'll send you an email if we find something that we think might represent a data entry or a data reporting error. We randomly select surgery centers and ask them to submit documentation to back up the responses they've submitted. And then finally, we do virtual data verification for a handful of ASCs, which is a more intense form of verification that ASCs are randomly selected for. So all of this helps assure purchasers, employers, regional health plans, patients and their families, transparency vendors, and others that use our data that they can trust the information that you've provided. So now that the survey is open, and as we move through to that June 30th submission deadline, let's take a quick look at our pre-submission checklist. On page 10 in the hard copy of the survey, you can print this checklist out and review it with your team and use it to guide your survey submission. It includes step-by-step instructions to make sure you have everything you need for successful submission, including links to our website, information about getting a security code, a reminder to download and check for survey deadlines, and to always review our scoring algorithms so you know exactly how your results will appear on that publicly reported website. In order to access the online survey tool, after you've completed that hard copy of the survey and are ready to do your submission, you'll need a 16-digit security code. There's a couple ways to get this. You can complete a security form request using your facility's national accreditation letter or your county or state business license. Or you can join LeapFrog's NHSN group and have your administrator submit the security code request. In either case, we'll send you that code via email and you'll have everything you need to get started. So now that we've gone over the content of the survey, our goals for the survey, the survey checklist, let's talk about scoring and public reporting, which is the reason we do everything that we do here at LeapFrog. It's important that ASCs review the scoring algorithms that will be used for public reporting of your 2023 LeapFrog ASC survey results. As I mentioned throughout today's presentation, because we make a hard copy of the survey available that matches the online survey tool exactly, we always recommend that ASCs use the hard copy of the survey and the scoring algorithms document to check their responses against our scoring algorithms, so they know exactly what their survey results will look like before they ever hit that submit button. Once you do hit submit, we're gonna publicly report your results beginning on July 25th for facilities that submit their survey electronically by June 30th. These facilities will also be able to preview their survey results on the ASC detail page beginning on July 12th. The details page is a confidential webpage, and it's linked directly from the online survey dashboard that only you can access. It includes your scored results that will be publicly reported for every section of the LeapFrog ASC survey, but it also includes intermediate scoring information, just to give you a little bit more detail that may not be included on the public reporting website. If you submit your survey by June 30th, you'll be able to access the ASC page on July 12th. We then actually refresh that page within the first 5 business days of the month to reflect new and updated survey submissions. So as I said, if you submit your survey by June 30th, if something changes, if you made improvement or progress in an area, you're able to update and resubmit your survey anytime before November 30th. We'll receive those updated responses and your survey results, so that information that's scored and publicly reported will be publicly available within the first 5 days following that resubmission. So say you submit your survey by June 30th, make some improvements, resubmit in September, you'll be able to see your publicly reported survey results reflect those improvements within the first 5 days of October. And the ASC details page is one of the places you want to check to see those updates. The second place is our public reporting website. This is free and can be viewed by anyone. Starting on July 5th, this is where you can go to review your ASC survey results, as well as any other ASC that met that June 30th deadline, as well as any of the HOPDs you'd like to compare yourself against. The public reporting website is also refreshed monthly within the first 5 days of the month to reflect new and updated surveys after July 25th. On our public reporting website, we use 4 performance categories to describe an ASC's progress in achieving LeapFrog standards. The highest score is achieve the standard, which is displayed as 4 filled bars. The next highest score is considerable achievement, which is displayed as 3 filled bars. Next is some achievement, which is displayed as 2 filled bars. And then finally, limited achievement, which is displayed as 1 filled bar. We have some other scoring terms that we use on our public reported website that I've referenced today. Does not apply is used if you don't do a particular procedure. So earlier when I was talking about total hip and total knee replacements, if your facility doesn't do those things, you'll be publicly reported as does not apply for those measures. Unable to calculate score is used when you report on a measure, but your sample size is too small for us to score. So that's like the OAS CAP survey, where, as I mentioned, if you have fewer than 100 returned surveys, we can't assign you to one of those 4 performance categories. So instead, you'll be scored and publicly reported as unable to calculate score until you have enough surveys. Decline to respond is only used if your surgery center doesn't submit a survey. And then finally, pending LeapFrog verification is used for facilities who have survey responses that are undergoing our standard verification process. So as you might remember, I described that we have several different protocols in place to ensure the accuracy of our survey results. And one of those things is a monthly data verification. If we send you an email saying that we've identified what we believe to be a serious data entry or reporting error and don't receive a response from you within 30 days, your survey results for that measure will be updated to pending LeapFrog verification until that issue has been resolved. This is a screenshot on how your survey results and those performance categories are displayed on our website. If you look on the left-hand side of my screen, you can see a key that we use, where, as I mentioned, achieve the standard is displayed as 4 filled bars, considerable achievement is 3 filled bars, some achievement is 2, and limited achievement is just 1 filled bar. The right side of the screen is an example of how those results are then translated onto a facility survey results page. So this is a screenshot of a group of measures under the Preventing and Responding to Patient Harm section of our public reporting website that includes things like hand washing, responding to never events. And you can see that for each of the measures, we describe our standard and then the facility's progress towards meeting that standard. When you visit ratings.leapfroggroup.org, you can search for both hospitals and surgery centers. You can do this using the facility's name, their location, a specific same-day procedure type, or if you need more help, we even have a guided search function. As a reminder, hospitals and ASCs, both that don't submit surveys by June 30th, are initially publicly reported starting in July as declined to respond until they submit their survey. And again, they have all the way up until November 30th. When you choose the procedure tab on our search menu, you can search for hospitals and ASCs that perform adult and pediatric same-day surgeries. So you can see in this screenshot, there's a dropdown for adult procedures. There's a dropdown for pediatric procedures. Once you choose a procedure group within that dropdown, you can then narrow your search by only showing facilities near you. When you're presented with your search results, you're able to choose up to three facilities to compare side by side. In this example, I've chosen two surgery centers in one hospital. Once you've narrowed your search and to select compare facilities, you'll then see the results for each of the measures from each of the facilities side by side. So you can see here, Edmonds Center for Outpatient Surgery, Eastside Surgery Center, and St. Michael's Medical Center are all doing well on making sure that they have trained staff available in their facility while adults are recovering, making sure that they have trained staff at their facility while pediatric patients are recovering, and both sets of staff need to be specially trained in life-saving techniques. All three facilities are using a safe surgery checklist effectively. So this information can give a patient and their family a lot of helpful information if they're trying to make a decision where the cost of a procedure at one facility versus another, or when the facility is able to schedule their procedure, maybe one is more convenient than the other, can really give them some assurance that they can make their decision using those factors because all the facilities are providing safe, high quality care. In addition to public reporting, survey results are used in a number of other ways. As I mentioned, our purchaser and employer members have direct access to these survey results, so they can print them out in a variety of ways and use them during open enrollment to educate their health plan enrollees. In some cases, they use the information to recognize and acknowledge hospitals and ASCs for local recognition. They can also use the information to negotiate contracts with their health plans. For example, ensure survey results will be embedded in their member tools and hospital and ASCs direct contracting. In fact, one of our employer members in the state of Pennsylvania is doing a direct contract with a national ASC network, and participation in the LeapFrog ASC survey is a requirement. Health plans, transparency vendors like WebMD, and others that use our survey results to design consumer education, perform market analysis, or inform contracting decisions must license that data from LeapFrog for a fee. The revenue from data licenses is used to support the ongoing administration of the surveys, and it's one way that we're able to offer this to hospitals and ASCs free of charge each year. LeapFrog also uses the information for national recognition. We have a national top ASC designation program, and each year award top LeapFrog ASCs based on performance on the measure of on the LeapFrog ASC survey. ASC winners are acknowledged in both a national press release and on LeapFrog's website and are invited to accept their awards in person at an annual ceremony in Washington, D.C. To be considered, you must submit your LeapFrog ASC survey by August 31st. When you visit our website, you can see videos of previous award winners. This is a video from our 2022 LeapFrogs Award dinners, which highlighted both top 2022 ASCs and hospitals in December last year. LeapFrog hospital and ASC survey results are also used in our media partnership with the digital platform, Money.com. For the past year, Money.com has published a series of best job in healthcare lists featuring both hospitals and ASCs. When you visit your website, you can see the 2022 best ambulatory surgery centers who earned their way onto the Money.com list, as well as best hospitals and surgery centers for billing ethics, a particular focus of Money.com and their readership. Before we end today, I want to make sure I review some important deadlines and also some resources that are available to you as you get started. So first, as I mentioned, the first submission deadline for the 2023 survey is June 30th. If you submit your survey by June 30th, you'll be able to access your scored results on that confidential detail page on July 12th, and then see that information publicly reported on July 25th. If you miss that June 30th deadline, you will be initially publicly reported as declined to respond, but you will have all the way up until November 30th to submit a survey for the first time. December and January are reserved for corrections to previously submitted surveys. All these deadlines, including deadlines to join LeapFrog's NHSN group, again, that's that surveillance module where you can report surgical site infections and certain same day outcomes like falls, are all available on our website. We have a series of dedicated web pages just for ASCs. If you visit leapfroggroup.org/ASC, you can find links to all this information, including our deadlines, our survey materials, scoring algorithms, and a direct link to our help desk. We also have a number of materials and technical assistance available. As I mentioned, the hard copy of the survey, available in both a Word document and a PDF, includes all the information you need to start data collection, including reporting periods, questions, measure specifications, and FAQs. Our scoring algorithms include performance targets, cut points, and information on how survey results will be publicly reported. And these two documents should be used side by side, so you know exactly how your performance will be publicly reported before you hit that submit button. We've developed an ASC survey binder, which outlines documents and materials that you should maintain for survey verification. That way, as you're doing data collection to answer the questions, if you're later selected for one of our random monthly documentation requests, you can go to your binder and pull out all the information you need. We offer free town hall calls like the one we're giving today to give you an overview of the survey content, logistics, and deadlines. But we also offer more detailed and in-depth one-on-one orientation and technical assistance calls. These can be requested through our help desk anytime from April 1st to November 30th. And then finally, we do have that dedicated help desk that's available to answer all of your questions and to provide technical assistance. If you get done filling out your hard copy of the survey and have questions or some confusion about how to use the scoring algorithms document, that's a great question for the help desk. We can schedule a one-on-one call with you, walk through your responses, and using the scoring algorithm, help you understand exactly how your survey results will be published. All of this information, including that direct link to our help desk, is available on our website at leapfroggroup.org/ASC. Following the presentation, as I mentioned, you'll be able to download a copy of the slides, the recording, and the transcript from the Q&A. You'll be able to use the links on this slide as a cheat sheet to quickly get to the information you need. This slide includes a direct link to where you can request your 16-digit security code that you'll need to access the online survey tool, a direct link to our submission deadlines page, which includes our data correction deadlines, top ASC deadline, et cetera. A direct link to where you can download a hard copy of the survey, information on how to join our group for ASCs that we host on the NHSN OPC module, a direct link to our scoring algorithms, our public reporting website, and of course our help desk. I'll pause here for a second and see if anyone has any questions. As a reminder, you can use the Q&A box at the bottom of the Zoom toolbar. I'm going to go ahead and put that screen back up. With those instructions, and I'll pause for just a minute to give everyone a chance to enter their question into the queue. I don't see any questions right now, so I will just quickly go back to this quick links page. Just in case people want to ask a question to our help desk, you can contact our help desk at https://leapfroghelpdesk.zendesk.com. I do see one question. How do we know which survey reporting period to pick? Oh, that's a great question. When you download the hard copy of the survey, you'll see that each question has a reporting period if you're submitting your survey prior to September 1st or on or after September 1st. So if you're aiming to submit your survey prior to September 1st, you are going to use that first reporting deadline. You'll see in some cases, the reporting period might ask you to report in the last 3 or 6 months prior to survey submission. And that's because LeapFrog always wants to try to capture the most current data possible. So if you're submitting your survey in June and the reporting period is the last 3 months prior to survey submission, that may mean you're reporting on January, February, and March of 2023. For something like the OAS CAPS, you can choose any 12 months prior to survey submission, based on when you have available return surveys to report on. We try to make our reporting periods for each flexible appropriate for that set of questions and sensitive to when you may have data available for that set of questions. If you have any additional specific questions about a reporting period for a certain set of questions, please submit that to the help desk and we'd be happy to review that with you one-on-one. I'll pause for a second and just see if there's any additional questions. As a reminder, ASCs can contact our help desk and schedule one-on-one technical assistance calls. If, rather than a general overview, you have more specific questions about, for example, our hand hygiene section, or maybe about surgical volume, you can request a one-on-one technical assistance call just to address questions related to that specific section of the survey. I'll leave this list of quick links up for one more minute, just in case anyone has any additional questions. Before we end, I'll just remind you that the video, recording, as well as this transcript from the Q&A will be available on our website probably starting tomorrow. So if you can see the URL at the bottom of the screen, if you visit that webpage tomorrow, you'll be able to download these materials and have them for your reference. I don't see any additional questions at this time. I want to thank everyone so much for joining us today. We're really excited to launch the LeapFrog 2023 ASC survey. And in fact, a team of us will be traveling to the ASCA annual conference in Louisville, Kentucky in May. We've gotten a booth there so we can meet and talk to more ASCs about the survey. So if you plan on traveling to the ASCA annual meeting in May, please look for the LeapFrog booth. I will be there with two other of our team members from the LeapFrog ratings team. We'll have information about the LeapFrog ASC survey with us, and we really look forward to meeting some of you in person and answering any of your questions or addressing any of your concerns at that time. Thank you again so much for your time today, and have a great rest of your day. Bye-bye.